Challenges in life come with choice. You can either let them make you, or you can make something better for yourself to overcome them. Next guest is, I think, a prime example of option number two. When he was afflicted with medical challenges, rather than let them take him down, he got back up and not only pursued, but also achieved his goals in life. His days as an actor, starting off, has now led him to a co-starring role on the new NBC medical drama series Heartbeat, which debuts on Wednesday, March 23rd, 8 p.m. Eastern. So good morning to J. Lewis Mills. Good morning, J. Lewis.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great to talk with you. NBC.com/Heartbeat is going to learn more about the show. And, you know, it's been a while since we had, you know, a good quality, really, from what I saw, the preview, what I've read about the show. This isn't like a cookie cutter type of medical drama. It's got a whole, just on the character profiles alone that I saw, it sounds like it's going to be something different than what we got used to with some medical dramas of recent days.
Yes, actually, it is a little different. One of the questions that I get a lot is, what makes your show different from any other show? Well, our show, every character that you see in the hospital, is all done off of a real person. So we actually, when we were studying for this, before the pilot and right after the pilot, we had a chance to go and do our research with the actual person that our character is based off of. So for us, I mean, we're not just doing it off of a character that was made up in a writing room. We actually have the responsibility of a real community of healthcare workers as well as whoever our individual character is about.
Heartbeat, by the way, is based off of a book from cardiopathic surgeon Dr. Kathy Magliotto. It's called Heart Matters, and that's what Mr. Mills is referring to. So give us an overview of what the show is all about. You've got a great cast with Melissa George as the lead horse and everything, Dale Hewley, Jamie Kennedy, yourself included. And you've got a variety of talents from comedy and drama all coming together in this one scenario.
Yes, we do. And, you know, we really do believe that, you know, if we're going to do real life, there's comedy in real life and there's drama in real life. So we have found a pretty interesting and a pretty good way to tie comedy and drama together. It's not going to be a ha-ha slapstick funny show, and you're not going to be sad and depressed throughout the whole hour-long show. So we put a pretty good spin, a pretty good mix of comedy and drama, and it's really not difficult because, again, it's just real life.
That's what I think people are cautious of when they hear of a medical drama. I mean, you look back in TV history, you certainly had something like MASH, which was more of a sitcom than it was medical, but not to say that you're emulating or imitating or ripping off the sounds similar to maybe a Saint Elsewhere might be a close cousin to what you guys are doing with Heartbeat.
It might be, unfortunately, I don't know too much about. I mean, I remember Ed Begley Jr. and Denzel Washington being on Saint Elsewhere. However, I don't know if the characters on Saint Elsewhere were done about real doctors.
Oh no, that was a whole different. Yeah, they were all fictional. I'm thinking more of the spirit of the show, where you had, you know, something. All of a sudden, you're in this dramatic moment. All of a sudden, something of humor would come out of left field, and it's just the type of show where the script has a life to it, like the characters have a life to it, and that's what makes the viewer care.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I do agree with that. If you want to keep people in tune, if you want to keep people watching, you kind of have to give them something to watch. And the best way to give somebody something to watch is something that they can relate to. And I think even though our show is based in and around a hospital, anybody from any walk of life can put themselves into a situation that they see on our show, and they will be able to relate. That is one of the also good things I feel about our show and our characters. There's going to be people that can relate to each and every one of our characters. We're all going to have people rooting for us, and some of us are going to have people that don't like us. But again, it's all real life.
Oh, J. Lewis Mills, one of the co-stars in the new NBC medical drama series Heartbeat, debuts March 23rd, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. NBC.com/heartbeat is where you can find out more, watch preview, and tell your friends, because having seen what I've seen of it, I think it's going to be one of those different shows and quality shows that you're going to want to be the, you want to be sort of like the baseball scout that sees that new talent before anyone else does and tells everyone about it, because, well, it makes you look smart then. Be selfish about it. He's listening to issues and ideas. Give us a lowdown on what your character is, Jay Lewis, on Heartbeat.
My character, I play a character, his name is Forrester Marcus. I play the resident perfusionist there at St. Matthew's Hospital. A perfusionist, I'm the person that if you have to go in for any type of a medical surgery and your heart is stopped, the perfusionist runs the perfusion machine, and that's the machine that your blood runs through and keeps you alive. So while the doctor is doing their thing, my character's job is to make sure your blood is flowing correctly in and out of your body, and it keeps you alive.
I alluded to this in the introduction. When you look at your life story, Jay Lewis, and the medical challenges you had, a blood disease when you were young, and eye situation, detached retina, and you think of everything that happened to you, let alone being able to stand erect again, to get in front of a camera, in front of people, you had a stuttering problem as well. Do you, when you look back on the challenges, what was the I don't want to say trick or secret, what was the inspiration to look at those challenges and say, you're not getting me, I'm getting you?
Well, a couple of things, to be honest with you, sir. Number one, I was homeless, and I needed a job. So I didn't have a plan B. I only had a plan A, and that was to come out here and make a success of myself as an actor. But also, I was one of those people that would take the negativity of other people, people telling me that I couldn't do it, people telling me that I was just living a pipe dream, that I would never show up on anybody's TV show or in anybody's film. If I would have stopped doing what I was trying to do as far as being a working actor, then all of those people were right, would be right. And in my mind, I just didn't see them as being that relevant. They weren't relevant enough to be right about me like that. And they don't know me as well as they thought they knew me. So I mean, of course, yes, I needed a place to live and I needed something to do. But, you know, even if I would have had my own place and if I wasn't homeless trying to make it, I think the motivation of people telling me that I just couldn't do it was what helped keep my fire burning. And it's still burning today. It'll never be extinguished.
And I courteously correct you that you did have a plan B. Give up, quit, and go on social programs, which many people choose that option, unfortunately. They don't see within themselves what you saw within yourselves.
No, I saw myself as a respectable actor. Now, I love my reality show people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But if I was going to do this, I wanted to do it for more than just 15 minutes of fame. If I was going to do this, I wanted to do this and have a respectable career. I really want to be a voice in this town, because there's so much that I think could change and that needs to change, that if you have a voice and people will listen to you, I think there's a lot that you can do. So for me, this isn't just about me getting on television. This isn't just about me living the life of an actor. This is affording me the opportunity to have a platform and to have a voice. And out of anything else that could come of this, I am more excited to finally be someone that is able to stand on a platform and have a voice of reason.
And a voice of activism and a voice of raising awareness and saying, if I can do it, then it's possible for someone else to do it. And that's what Jay Lewis Mills has done with his achievements, what he overcame with his personal life, what he's achieving, and will no doubt go on to achieve further in his professional life. His current achievement is the new NBC medical drama series he's co-starring on. It's called Heartbeat, debuts Wednesday, March 23rd, 8 p.m. Eastern. Find out more, check out a preview at NBC.com/heartbeat. J. Jay Lewis, knowing what I know of your background and your story, I hope that there's a book in your close, not too distant future, because I think your story is something that could be someone that something that someone else could grab onto and pull themselves up to as well. With, like I just said, if that person can do it, then hey, I could do it too. But in the meantime, best of success with Heartbeat and all that you have in front of you. Jay Lewis Mills, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very kindly, sir. I greatly appreciate it, and I hope to be back soon.